This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Burma's President Thein Sein makes his first visit to London on Monday with meetings scheduled between the former general and both Prime Minister David Cameron and Foreign Secretary William Hague. The visit follows some limited reforms in Burma under Thein Sein and comes amid revisions to the British policy toward Burma in the wake of those reforms, including the lifting of sanctions and consideration of encouraging economic partnership ventures. Mark Farminer of the Burma Campaign UK told me he welcomes Thein Sein's reforms, but thinks they are no more than a small first step.
What seemed to surprise us is how little attention has been paid to his past. And it's very hard to get information about who's been doing what in Burma. There's not very much transparency. But we found when we started digging that there was quite a lot about Thein Sein, which meant that he had been quite actively involved in some of the human rights abuses. And one of the first things that we came across was United Nations documents, which personally named him for ordering human rights abuses when he was a commander in Shan State in the 1990s. He was ordering the confiscation of land. There was forced labor of farmers. And very, very worried we were to discover that his soldiers that were under his command in Shan State had been committing multiple rapes of the ethnic Shan women in the area. We have found 45 cases, but there could be a lot more. So, and this was just the sort of the tip of the iceberg. We then found that he had played a role in crushing the democracy uprising in 88. It's referred to in documents, but details aren't given. He was stationed in different parts of Burma in the 80s and early 90s where he was a major, where there were very serious human rights abuses committed, particularly forced labor and rape by Burmese army soldiers. So our briefing paper, which we published today, gives some details on what is publicly available so far, but we think that there's probably an awful lot more information out there about his involvement in human rights abuses. And this really does cast out on his claims to be a genuine reformer.
Two things. Well, today is Monday, July 15th, the day on which also Thein Sein is going to be visiting for the first time London, and I understand meeting with the Prime Minister. How do you view this meeting?
Should be sounding alarm bells in the British government about exactly the kind of man that they're dealing with, because they're taking him at complete face value. He says he wants change. He has made some reforms, and they are welcome, but Burma still has one of the worst human rights records in the world. Thein Sein has never even admitted that any human rights abuses have ever taken place, and he drafted the undemocratic constitution that there is in Burma, in which he gave himself and all the other generals immunity from prosecution for the crimes that they had committed in the past. So we think that Thein Sein has got a lot of blood on his hands, and David Cameron is making a mistake here. I think it will be something that he will look back on and come to regret, because the people in Burma are not going to be happy with just 10% freedom or 20% freedom. They want complete freedom like we enjoy in the UK. And as they try to push for that, Thein Sein is going to push back because he's not willing to give complete freedom to the people of Burma.
Is there a better practical option than working with this guy because he happens to be the guy right now?
Well, I think that you have to look at the motivations. Why are the generals reforming? They didn't just wake up one morning and think, oh, I'd like to live in a democracy. They are reforming because they were under international pressure. They were under diplomatic pressure. They were under economic pressure through targeted sanctions. And they were under legal pressure with growing calls for them to be indicted and taken to the International Criminal Court because of their very serious human rights abuses. So they want to be accepted by the international community. They want the economy to grow. They are nationalist. They are proud. They're embarrassed by the status of Burma now as a poor, backward country in Asia, surrounded by sort of fast-growing rivals. So these factors are what's driving them to reform. So that gives the international community leverage. But the problem is, as soon as they started making the first steps towards reform, the international community threw away the stick that was driving the reform in the first place. And we've seen since the European Union lifted sanctions in April a serious stalling of reforms. We've seen a new media bill that is almost identical to the old one and keeps censorship in place. Last month alone, more than 70 people charged with offences under a new law that was meant to give the right to protest in Burma. So I think pressure does work. There is leverage. They want to be accepted by the international community. The problem is we got very little out of them and then gave up all the pressure. So we want to see a bit more pressure reapplied to get some more and deeper reforms in place.
That was Mark Farminer of the Burma Campaign UK discussing the visit of Burmese President Thein Sein to London. I'm Chris Altieri.